has a plan. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. The head of the Department of Homeland Security laying out the strategy for an expected influx of migrants next month.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas expects an increase in migrants trying to cross the southern border once a public health order is lifted by the CDC at the end of May.
A significant increase in migrant encounters will strain our system even further, and we will address this challenge successfully.
Mayorkas is telling lawmakers here the agency will surge personnel to speed up removal proceedings and mitigate potential overcrowding. Republicans and several Democrats are urging the Biden administration to hold off on ending Title 42. A CDC order limiting migration is a pandemic precaution. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
This is a federal judge has ruled the administration must stop phasing out Title 42. The judge based in Louisiana issued a temporary restraining order saying the administration must stop the increased processing of migrants for at least the next 2 weeks. And he also said states suing to stop Title 42 are likely to succeed in court. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki attempting to clarify comments made by Dr. Anthony Fauci, who told PBS yesterday the U.S. is out of the pandemic phase of COVID-19.
Even as we've seen upticks, hospitalizations are about the lowest level since the pandemic, and deaths are declining. So there's no question that we're in a different moment in our fight against COVID. But we also know COVID isn't over.
Today, Dr. Fauci said the U.S. is under better control of the virus, but he said the pandemic isn't over and the challenge is how to improve the situation. Britain's top diplomat says Western allies should send tanks, planes, and other heavy weapons to Ukraine, saying inaction would be the greatest provocation. Foreign Secretary Liz Truss says this is a time for courage, not caution. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The words unprecedented and never seen before are being used right now by water management officials in Southern California as regulators impose new restrictions on water use due to severe drought.
Metropolitan Water District CEO Devin Upadhyay says this is a crisis unlike they've ever seen before.
We really only have a little more than half of the water that we need to be able to make it through the summertime and into the end of the year.
Upadhyay says after 3 years of drought, their state water project allocation of just 5% doesn't cut it. They're going to get emergency allocations and import from some other areas, but their current restrictions to outdoor watering just one day a week in several Southern California counties may not be enough.
If we don't see the water savings that we need in the coming months, we may have to implement an all outdoor water use ban. That could happen as early as September 1st.
Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Microsoft is warning that cyber attacks by state-backed Russian hackers have destroyed data across dozens of organizations in Ukraine and produced what it's calling a chaotic information environment. The report says the preparation for the cyber attacks was going on long before the February 24th invasion of Ukraine. Doctors say pollen counts are on the rise this spring.
Dr. Donald DeVoren is a New Jersey-based allergist and certified pollen counter, which means he collects and identifies pollen for research. He says some parts of the country are seeing about 10% more pollen than usual because trees are producing more right now.
Pine trees are pollinating much earlier this year. I have not seen that ever.
Different parts of the country see their peak pollen level at different times, with warmer areas tending to peak earlier in the year. DeVoren says pine pollen levels have already likely peaked in cities like Daytona Beach, Florida, the Bay Area in Northern California, and Atlanta.
Fox's Austin Westfall. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.